Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha, it's a Hebrew word, means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. Her name is Joan Hunter. You're probably familiar with her parents, affectionately known as the Happy Hunters, Charles and Frances Hunter. And Joan, when I think about your parents, I think about their healing meetings all over the world. And I understand that you spent something like 30 years of almost being their Timothy, helping them. Never dreamt you would be in the forefront yourself. In fact, I have an idea you didn't even want to be in the forefront. Am I right?
It scared the living daylights out of me. I was very comfortable behind the curtain, not in front of the curtain.
Joan, there are people listening to us. It's hard to believe, but there's people listening to us that aren't familiar with Charles and Frances Hunter, your parents. Tell me one of the greater miracles you witnessed, or quantity of miracles you witnessed with your very eyes under being a Timothy to your parents' ministry.
Of course, there's hundreds of thousands of them, you know, in 30 years. But I remember in South America, we were there and we had a massive crusade, approximately 50, 60,000 people. And they were bringing people in on with crutches and wheelchairs and everything. And we just prayed, all of us together, joined hands. There was four of us. And we just said, in the name of Jesus, let your healing power flow throughout this congregation. And they were passing wheelchairs up over the tops. Over 50 wheelchairs were coming up of people that didn't need them. And they were just massively, massively getting up. Just massively getting up.
That's got to be something to change someone's life, change your whole world view. Even though you were raised believing in healing, to see something like that, it's I wish I could have been there.
Oh, it was so exciting. And then another place in like I believe it was Bogota, that there was this very, very, very large black man going through the congregation. And as he would pass by, and he would just, you know, like the healing teams would be praying for people. But he would walk by the wheelchairs and help them up. They would come up and give testimony. And he would be out there and just ministering to the people. And he was probably at least 6'4", maybe 6'6", about 300 pounds. Very large, nice-looking black gentleman. And this is in Colombia where they're, you know, short, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all this was going on, and we're just like, man, this is just, I don't know who he is. I don't remember training him or seeing him or whatever. And, you know, so the cameraman went over there, and they filmed him doing this, and he never showed up on the film.
Hmm. Were there many miracles?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody that he walked by, I believe it was a healing angel. And everybody that he walked by was instantly healed. And he just walked through the crowds.
Wouldn't it be great if he accompanied every time you went out to have a meeting?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's like, I remember you.
Now, Joan, I'm going to say this, just almost being like clinical. When you pray, there is a strong, strong presence of God for healing. It's very, very powerful. I guess it's sort of like I find myself, if I hang around people that are gifted in a particular area, it's like their anointing settles on me. But you've been sitting in that anointing for 30 years.
And I will tell you this. I mean, number one, I'm not just staying where they were. God's just anointed me to go on. But the people that travel with me, that I have been mentoring and things like that, I can leave the room and everybody gets healed anyway. You know, I'll do all the teaching and finish up and pray, and then God will say, that's it. But that he didn't say that's it in the miracles. He says, you're done. it's time to show the people that they can lay hands on the sick, you know, whether it's my healing team members or those that have been trained over the weekend.
What hope do you have for someone that's been a Christian for 25 years and they've seen once a year a healing in their church? They've prayed and prayed and prayed, and they're not saying with their mouth they don't believe, but they're kind of questioning, how come no one's healed when I pray for them? How come when I pray for myself, I'm not healed? And so they're not saying this publicly, but they're actually thinking this. And that's the truth of what's been going on in their life. What would you say to someone like that?
I would encourage them to find out, number one, to seek God and ask God. You know, if we lack wisdom, we're to ask God for wisdom. And ask God to give a direction of what's blocking my healing. Why are things not happening when I pray for people? And then to see if there's, you know, something that could be blocking it. You know, could be a bad attitude, could be nasty thoughts, could be just plain doubt.
Well, but the thing that's blocking it is the doubt, and the doubt is contagious, just like faith is contagious, because they've been going all these years without seeing miracles for themselves when they pray, or even for others. So they're in a rut. How do they get out of the rut?
Well, the Word of God says in Mark 16 that believers are going to lay hands on the sick. The revelation about that scripture is that God gave me is that believers, that those that believe can lay hands on the sick, okay? Those people that believe that God can use them are going to lay hands on the sick. Many times people just, they don't have faith in themselves. And it's not that themselves are going to get the healing, but they have to believe that God can use them. And many times people don't believe that. It's the power of God that heals through me, just like every believer. But when you know, like I go up to somebody and I know that they're going to get healed, and you walk up to somebody and go, well, what if they don't get healed? Well, we need to ask God to have the mind of Christ. And that's according to the Word, that we are to have the mind of Christ and expect, have a greater level of expectation. If God can use Joan, if God can use Sid, then God can use the everyday believer, because that's scriptural.
All right. I have a thought. I want to answer my own question.
Okay.
All right. Here is my thought. Take a believer that's been in the way. No, I don't want to make that joke. That's been a believer for 20 years and not seen much fruit as far as miracles or healing in their own life, or even people they prayed for. So they're not even praying much anymore. They don't even have faith for it. But they know it's all true. But for some reason, it's not working in their life. This is what I believe. I believe if they do what you suggested, that is, God, search me, is there anything, and repent where necessary, and then they were to get a hold of your book, and it is new, called Healing the Whole Man. I mean, it's literally a handbook on healing, and read this as if they're starting brand new.
I agree.
And do what you say, how you say it. I mean, this is literally, you put it on the book. It is a handbook. You list just about every possible disease. You explain the root causes and how to pray. And you make it so easy. You even have the prayer on what to pray for the people. Tell me the results people are having, average people. Now, you and I know we're average, but people hear us on the radio, so they put us on a pedestal, but you and I know better. Mm-hmm. But I mean average people that aren't behind a microphone. What's going on when they read your book and do what it says?
What comes to mind is two ladies, and they're like 55, something like that, and they came to one of my services, and they go to a mainline denominational church. And they say, we pray for people all the time, but nothing happens. And I said, you need to get the book. And then I said, you need to go to some of my classes. They came to the healing school. And they now know, instead of praying, Lord, if it be your will, because Jesus took stripes on his back because it is God's will to heal. And then I said, you need to pray with the authority of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And I said, if you put you say the basic, the guidelines of the focused prayers that's in the book, Healing the Whole Man Handbook, then you're going to see results. And everybody, as far as I know, last time I saw them about a year later, everybody that they had prayed for in their mainline denominational church that had come in for prayer, every one of them had gotten healed.
Well, see, I also believe that heaven is drawing closer to earth right now than ever before. And if someone will take your book, read it from cover to cover, and as if they're just starting, they've never prayed a prayer for anyone in their life. They've never had a failure. They've never had a success. They're just starting fresh. I think they're going to have the most sensational results. What's feedback you're getting on the book?
The feedback is absolutely phenomenal. People, we've got anywhere from...
Are you getting many testimonies?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds. And it's like from 10 years old to 100 years old. And, you know, and it's going out all over the world, and they take it to work, they take it to school, you know, they have it on their desk, and fellow employees will say, "What's that?" And they go, "Well, let me show you. You have a problem?" And they'll turn to it in the page, and they'll pray for the people on their jobs, and the people are getting healed. I mean, right there. And then it's like every break they've got, you know, different appointments lined up for people to get healed. One lady the other day, her boss came in and says, "I want to see you at 1 o'clock. Well, she was scared. She didn't know what was going on. And anyway, so he made an appointment and says, "I need you to," the boss says, "I need you to pray for me." She had to go back and get her book, come back in, pray for her boss, and her boss got healed.
You told me that a publisher was thinking of picking up this book, another publisher, and you started sending testimonies to them. And what did they say?
And they said, I just sent a few testimonies, probably like 30 or 50. And they just said, because there's so many, and they just said, "You need to stop. We can't even handle the testimonies coming in from the book."
Speaking of testimonies, let me read one to you I have right here. It says, "Healing the Whole Man Handbook is one of the most used books in our household. When anyone in our house has a health issue, we go get the book." And then she explains various conditions they've been healed of. Mishpocha, new beginning for you. Healing the Whole Man, available for a donation of $22. Call it right today. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.